Go ahead. What happened?
Yeah, I went out and I spoke to one of the workers and asked them why were they putting water meters outside the derelict houses.
Yeah.
And they told me that they were told to fit meters to every house that they see. Our representative contacted the Irish Water Board about this. And the Water Board said that nobody from Kildare County Council contacted them and told them anything about homes that were to be demolished. So they just took it for granted that the house was there, fit a water meter.
And what state are the houses? You've seen them, Eamon. What state are they in?
Well, these are homes, Joe, that Kildare County Council has a project going on out here. They want to knock 44 homes, perfectly good homes, like. They want to knock them and they build 20 new homes. The homes that they put the water meters out in front of, the windows and doors are gone out of them. Kildare County Council took all the Willardley's windows and doors out.
Okay.
And they blocked them up. They blocked up all the openings. When Kildare County Council was asked for an answer for the waste of the taxpayers' money on the water meters, they just went on about the project in St. Patrick's Park is ongoing. They didn't give a satisfactory answer. None of the local councillors were saying anything about it. All keeping very tight-lipped on it. The Irish Water Board said that they're just going to fit water meters at every house they come across unless told otherwise. It just seems to me, Joe, like there's an awful waste of taxpayers' money here on a project that is not needed, when in a small town like Rattangan that's dying on its knees, like the money could be spent.
So
in,
why are they knocking the 42 houses?
Oh, why are they knocking the 44 houses? Well, now, Joe, I'd like to know why they're knocking the 44 homes. Like, they said that there's they went back to say that there's an antisocial behaviour problem in St. Patrick Park in Rattangan.
And were there any houses previously demolished there?
Yeah, they took down three small little houses and two-story homes.
Okay. Kildare County Council are saying it's only in the planning. The houses are derelict, but that doesn't mean we're going to demolish them.
But, Joe, they've already demolished three small houses and they've demolished two-story buildings. Now, if they're not going to demolish houses, Joe, why are they taking out the weather glazed windows and doors out of them and blocking up all the openings? Like, if they're going to rehouse them. Like, Joe, they're doing this at a time, right? When there's a housing need in County Kildare that exceeds 5,000, and Kildare County Council see it in their power to just demolish 44 perfectly good homes. Like, it's not that they're blocking them up and that they're going to put somebody back in them. That was never in the plan. They are saying, all along they're saying that they're demolishing them. They're taking them as hard as they can get them into ownership. They're buying out homes here. They're paying vast sums of money for houses that are half of what they are paying. And they're getting them back into ownership and they're going to demolish them.
Well, now that the water meters are in for an estate that looks like, on all intents and purposes, it is going to be demolished, can they not say, well, we can use those water meters in the new configuration of the houses, the 20 houses that we're going to build?
Well, there's nothing stopping them from saying that, Joe, but it would be impossible to do it because where they propose to build the new houses is way off across the far side of the estate. And like the estate is a couple hundred metres.
Okay, it's not near the water meters, okay.
It won't be, no, your water meter will be outside your gate. If you're 200 metres, why are you going to have a long garden? It'll be a long way from your door.
What's the reaction to the €250 charge for water?
Well, Joe, nobody likes having to pay for it, but you look at, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, the amount of money spent on the creation of the Irish Water Board and the amount of money spent installing water meters, I think myself and I could have very easily have been better spent on upgrading the system and charge a flat rate maybe to households after that.
Okay, but the argument, as you know, from Irish Water is one, this will make us, and the government, this will make us much more conscious of our water use, this will help us measure our water use, this will make us conserve our water, this will in turn hopefully put pressure on Uisce Éireann to deliver on the other end, which the authorities say, though some of them from the authorities are now running Uisce Éireann, the authorities who had to deliver on the 48% that's lost through leaks never delivered on. So maybe they're saying it'll up everyone's game in the water business, even though there is a charge. That's their argument.
Well, they're saying that there's 40% of the water mains leaking. Now, I haven't heard anybody saying that they're going to start fixing those leaks. They've said nothing about upgrading the things. All that's been coming out is put in the water meters, start at the start of next year, start billing the people.
Okay.
I fear, Joe, later on would be maybe that has probably be privatised and it'll go like the rest of the commodities, like, you know.
Okay, Louise, stay there, Eamon. 51551. I'll take a quick break. I've Louise Tracy of Marnie, and I need a plumber as well to answer some of these. Louise and Marnie, I think you're making the same point that the water they have is unusable, and filtration systems, and do they, how much water flushes through them, and will they be measured? 51551 after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Bye.
Marnie and water charges. What's the problem, Marnie?
Hi, Joe. Well, I live in a really, really hard water area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm living here 10 years now. And in that 10 years, I've had to replace numerous appliances. You know, I'm on my third dishwasher, my fourth washing machine. I have a filtration system which cost me 9 years ago €750 to put in, which is €70 every year for the upkeep of that, plus okay. the salt that goes into it. It's supposed to help the problem, but it doesn't. I'm on my third or fourth shower. One of them has been repaired. I've got two kids, you know, and all of my neighbours have pretty much the same story. Even if you buy the more expensive appliances that, you know, use less water. I understand their argument with that it makes people more conscious of their water usage, but there is a lot of it that's out of our control in a normal household.
So what are you proposing?
And a normal family. Well, I mean, first of all, they need to either make the system fit for purpose and, you know, treat the water as though, you know, before it reaches us, so that we have an appropriate water system that isn't going to damage our appliances every time we use it. Every single time I turn on my dishwasher or my washing machine, eroding cost.
And you are off a public supply system?
It's a public supply system, yes. It's an estate in a village in East
Cork. So, Marnie,
you've
raised this with them before, if you're going through dishwashers, washing machines, pipes, immersion, everything, suffering because of this lime scale or whatever that's eating into. And what does the council say when you raise it with them?
Well, you know, you're in a really hard water area. It's kind of par for the course was the first answer I got a number of years ago. And then I raised it again at different times. And, you know, you get the same runaround. You can't get anyone that will commit and give you a straight answer and say that they're going to actually apply something to the problem and, you know, sort it out. And there's so many pockets within the entire country that are going to be exactly the same as us. You know, we're just not an isolated area. Everywhere, every county, there's some parts of, you know, lime is affecting the water.
And you're in Clyne.
Why would we pay?
In Cork.
And why would we pay for a system that's not fit for purpose and costing us money? It's cost us money to try and do something about it from our end. We try, quite conscious of trying to conserve what will in this house I am. And yet, you know, it's costing me money and you have to shell out. You know, my neighbour yesterday just had to replace her fourth dishwasher. And she had a repairman out, she had the cost for that. And he said it won't, and it's just out of warranty. It's under three, it's just 3 years old, I think, about a month or two over three years old. It's just out of warranty.
And it's damaging your appliances.
Let me bring
Louise. Louise Tracy's in Wexford. Louise, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Same problem.
Oh, absolutely dire. Now, I listened to the junior minister there just after the 1 o'clock news saying that they will be delivering a quality water service. Well, that will suit me just fine if they ever do. Because even if I make a cup of tea for a stranger and give it to them, you can see the look on their face because there's a scum of lime lying on the top of the cup of tea. And you have to just say, look, that's lime. Hopefully it's not going to do you any harm. Every appliance has to be replaced. Every appliance that uses and heats water is coated with lime. Oh, it's dire. I'm an artist and I do a lot of watercolours. I buy my water for my watercolour painting because I feel it affects the colours or the granulation of the paint. I don't usually drink water unless I put a slice of lemon or a a little squirt of cordial into it.
Lemon and lime is your favourite drink, obviously. Because, well, but surely, Louise, if the argument would be it's a water meter, therefore if you're not using the water, well, you won't be billed.
You're going to use the water, Joe, to wash your clothes, wash yourself, go to the loo.
Yeah, of course,
the normal ablutions, the normal boiling your spuds, this, that, the other thing. You cannot live without water. It's just impossible. I know in Holland, even if you don't pay your bill, that's the one thing they will not switch off. But I'll tell you, Joe, I won't be paying for a bad quality water. If they're charging me for premium quality, I want premium quality. End of. I won't be paying standard charge for water laced with lime. No way. And I don't mean the cordial. I mean lime.
And have you raised it with the council?
Oh, everyone raises it with the council.
And what do they say?
They don't. Oh, it's just a hard water area. That's just the way things are. Like, they don't bother.
Have you got
I don't know what they can do.
Have you got a filtration system?
I don't. And why should I? If I don't want it, it costs nearly over €1,000 for that filtration system. If I'm getting water and paying for it, I will be wanting a filtration system put in by Irish Water. I won't be paying for lime-laced water.
Okay, Pat. Patrick, let's listen to Patrick. He's a plumber. Patrick, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
Will filtration systems make it? One hard water, people believe they can buy these systems and put salt in them and they make a difference. Do they?
My experience, Joe, is that they're largely ineffective. High maintenance, and in terms of lime, I think it's virtually impossible to eliminate lime. I mean, it's like trying to eliminate talcum powder, you know, in water. It's very difficult.
So people just grin and bear it with the washing machines being eaten away and the dishwasher.
They do. Well, yeah, my daughter and son-in-law live in Blessington, for instance, and they have ongoing problems. I live out in the country and they have to come to me to get bottled water. They won't even boil the spuds, as one of your previous callers alluded to there. You know, the water is just not fit for purpose. It's as simple as that. And they switched the supply from what was, as far as I know, a kind of a cooperative arrangement to a fresh supply from Ballymore, and it made not a whit of difference. The quality of the water is chronic. I'm forever over there fixing our loo and fixing our washing machines and changing filters and all this sort of stuff, you know.
And Patrick, by the way, if I have a filtration system, will that affect my water usage, given that the meter is now going to run all our lives?
Well, yeah, there is back flush mechanism on them, a periodic back flush mechanism that kind of flushes itself. So your water usage would be increased in it, but not hugely.
Okay, Jack is on the line as well. Jack is a chemical engineer and he's worked in water treatment for years. Jack, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How do you feel about the? Maybe it's just me the way I'm hearing it. The way almost every commentary now about Ishka, you know, the water meters and the new charges has to do with the fact that whoever was running the water system since the foundation of the state did a bad job.
I'm not really qualified to comment on that. I mean, I'm aware that Dublin City has huge leakage losses through old pipes.
Yeah, but why didn't they do something about it?
I presume it was a question of cost and priorities or whatever.
They're among the highest commercial rates in the country.
Yeah.
And a massive income from businesses.
So
you're taking me
into local and country politics, which I'm not qualified to comment on.
Okay, Jack, you are qualified about hard water.
Yeah.
What can Irish Water, because we're told that the quality will improve, a quality service, and we presume product.
Let's get something straight. When you're talking about quality, there's no point in bringing in soft water, which we have down in the south of Dublin, and hard water, which is north side. Both treated properly will be of equal quality and drinkable. The problem with hard water is when it's used, heated, boiled, it deposits salts in from the water, the carbonates, sulfates, and so on.
Okay.
For example, Northside Dublin, for every 1,000 litres of water that you boil, you produce something like 400 or 500 grams of scale.
Okay.
So you can see how quickly
that
can ruin appliances. Now, the answer to that, unfortunately, I don't think it's possible to talk about an answer of that water being softened at source. The installation would be absolutely huge. I don't know what the cost of it is. But for domestic purposes, and I've dealt with the industrial sites, mm-hmm. north side of Dublin, where they have industrial boilers and so on, they're not filters, they're water softeners. That is the proper name for them. And the water passes through the vessel with resin in it. It takes out all the hardness and passes soft water to the household. Yes, those have to be backwashed with salt on a regular basis, but that is up to the supplier of the softener to tell the household how big a unit they need, how often that unit needs to be backwashed or rather regenerated, and take it from there. One piece of advice for anybody putting in softener in the house,
mm-hmm.
you put it on the line feeding the tank in the attic. You do not put it on the cold water main to your kitchen sink.
So feed the tank into it, put it on the line into the
onto the line in the attic. Where on feeding all the taps where you don't drink the water. Because apart from anything else, believe it or not, so the doctors tell us, hard water is far better for your heart than soft water.
Okay. But do these filters work?
Oh, yeah.
They do, okay.
If they're installed properly and if they're sized properly
yeah.
for the consumption of the
okay.
house and they're regenerated on the basis which the supplier should calculate correctly, they work perfectly well.
Let me bring. Stay there for a sec, Jack. Bill, there, Bill. Bill, you say you won't pay the water charge. Why not?
Won't pay a penny, Joe.
Why not?
I will not, because where we live, the water is disgraceful. I'm living in a little village in Meath, rural Meath, and we've gone to 3 washing machines, 2 dishwashers, countless kettles, and just the water is disgraceful. I wouldn't drink it. We haven't got a filter system in the house because it's hard for to put it in there. To be honest with you, but. We drink bottled water. Just, I can't drink it. I have 2 young children there as
okay,
well. Just,
you're in Kilmessan, and that's one of the areas that's done, isn't it? For the water meters are in.
The water meters were put in there 3 weeks ago and I actually blocked them with my car. I wouldn't let them put it in.
What did you do?
I put my car over where he wanted to put it.
And what did he say?
They asked him to move it. I said, I'm not moving it. I says, I can't move it. I actually made the excuse saying it was my wife's car and I wasn't sure to drive the car. Well, he threatened to get the guys and that kind of stuff. So I moved it eventually and they put it down. But, I mean, you know, I won't be paying it, Joe. I mean, a lot of people down where I live in the same position that the water is a disgrace and, you know, they say they won't pay it. I just don't understand. I mean, they're squeezing the taxpayer to a limit where it's just, there's nothing coming out anymore. You know, kind of way, it's a disgrace. And, you know, all the talk in the world, all the marches in the world won't change that. I mean, something has to be done, you know, more than just talking and marching about these kind of things. But I tell you straight, I will not be paying it. I will not be paying it. And you can take me to every court they want. I will not pay it. If they put down a proper water system in where I live, that I don't have to change 3 or 4 washing machines over a period of a couple of years, or kettles or dishwashers, or, you know, I can drink the water and my children can drink the water. Well, then, yeah, OK, I will pay it.
Okay.
But I will not pay for something that I can't use. Not a chance.
Well, you said they will take you to court and then it'll go again and again and again and you'll end up in prison.
Well, look, Joe, to be honest with you, that's the way I have to go.
You remember, people in your county have ended up in prison for leaving a bit of cardboard at the bottle bank in Ashbourne. They've ended up in prison, believe
it or not. I remember that, all right. I know, but it's like everything else, Joe. Just slightly off topic here. As far as I'm concerned, the court system is not lenient towards decent people who are trying to work. If you go into court and have a string of convictions to lend your arm, you're a better chance walking out of court than looks at you or me. They'll go in with one minor detail, whether it be a TV licence or not paying water charge, that we put in prison for, to make an example of us.
Okay.
The system,
okay.
The system in this country is. I'm not going to go into jokes.
Okay.
I'll pay.
Bill, Jack, right. Raised the issue. By the way,
just give you a couple other points. One of the things with dishwashers and washing machines, I know it's a trade name, but the product called Calgon.
Yeah, Calgon.
Now, that should go in with every wash.
They're expensive to buy.
Pardon?
Expensive. The box of Calgon is like 7 or 8 quid. Not a lot in the grand scheme of things.
I'm not talking about the cost. I'm talking about what's possible. As far as the kettles are concerned, a very easy way to descale a kettle is dissolve or put some vinegar in water in a glass, put it in the kettle, swirl it around, and you'll find the scale will go.
But you shouldn't have to. Why should I pay for water that's going to do that to my appliances? I shouldn't have to pay for water that's going to do that.
No, I'm sorry. Look, I have to stop you there. Mm-hmm. The water, naturally occurring water, can be soft, moderately hard, or hard. What you get depends on the area you live in. It's not anything to do with the quality of the water.
You're talking a lot of rubbish there. That makes sense. Why is my water different from someone in the major city? Why should someone in the major city have to pay $2.50 and I just pay $2.50, but someone in the major city gets perfect drink of water, but I don't, but I have to pay for it? That makes a lot of sense then, isn't it?
Hard water is perfectly fit for drinking.
Say again, excuse me?
Hard water is perfectly fit for drinking.
I disagree with you, to be honest. I disagree with you. If it's ruining appliances, what's it doing to your system? Your personal system.
Sorry?
If it's ruining my appliances, if it's ruining my dishwasher, my washing machine, my kettles, what's it doing to my insides if I'm drinking it?
It's actually hard water is better for your heart than soft water, I can assure you.
Okay. Just those couple of tips you gave there, Jack. One was Calzone, which I know you've got to buy, put in every wash. Two, what you say with vinegar? Boil your kettle in vinegar, is it?
No, take a pint of water.
Yeah.
Put maybe quarter of a pint, third of a pint of vinegar into it.
Yeah.
Put in the kettle, just warm it up.
Okay.
And that will dissolve all the scale off your element.
Okay, and rinse it out then and have
rinse
a go.
Rinse it out and
go.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
It's
and
a very easy way of
and
doing
Jack,
it.
By the way, if it's hard water going through the meter, would that damage the meter?
It shouldn't do it. Where it does damage is when it's heated.
Okay.
When it's cold, there's no problem.
Okay. More to come. Thanks indeed, Jack.
All right,
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Patrick. 51551.